Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Leverett. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dixie Leverett. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Elmer Smith. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Harris. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Shano Collins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Ruel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Ferguson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Alex Ferguson. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts towards third. Dugan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferguson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Strunk. Harris reaches second base with a double. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt takes first base on ball four. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper, who is chasing the ball. O'Rourke reaches third base with a triple. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule takes first base on ball four. Alex Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk has O'Rourke trapped. The throw from Schalk to Mulligan and back to Schalk, who tags O'Rourke out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulligan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schalk scoops up the ball and tags Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-1 in the game. Strunk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hooper moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hooper scores. Strunk moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheely hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strunk scores. Falk moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Falk trying to get to home. Harris throws the ball into Rule, who tags Falk, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Sheely moves to second. Two outs. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leverett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Collins. Leverett reaches second base with a double. Sheely scores. Schalk goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ben Carr now pitching. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Collins. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Leverett scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-2 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pratt hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-1 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins is hit by the pitch. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hooper hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt fields it and throws to home to get Collins. Hooper moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Collins. Falk reaches second base with a double. Hooper scores. Strunk moves to third. It's 6-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a line drive towards third. Dugan catches it and steps on third to double up Strunk. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rule hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Leverett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Leverett reaches second base with a double. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rule fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-3 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive towards third. Dugan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Harris reaches second base with a double. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns is hit by the pitch. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pratt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hooper hits a pop-up towards short. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt misplays the ball. That's an error on Pratt. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shealy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Falk moves to third. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schock. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Schock steals second. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Leverett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk scores. Schock moves to third. It's 7-0, White Sox. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schock tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-0, White Sox. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-4 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0-for-1 in the game. Carr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schock fields it and throws to first for the out. Carr moves to second. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Harris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carr moves to third. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pratt hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a fly ball into center field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. O'Rourke strikes out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rule takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Benkar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.